Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's a blessing to be in God's house again.
Amen.
Let us pray. And dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your presence.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you for communion. I thank you that it was in your heart to commune with mankind.
In Jesus'
name. Lord, bless us to benefit from communing with you, receiving all the precious promises that you suffer for. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
You know, Jesus didn't suffer for nothing. He did it to give us something.
Amen.
And just last night I was asking the Lord about faith. I said, Lord, I want you to teach me things that I don't know.
Blow so, that trumpet this morning. You can do it. Lord.
I said, teach me things that I don't know yet about faith so that I can operate in faith better.
Uh-huh.
And then he said this. He said, love gives faith a living purpose.
So, whoa, okay, now say that again.
He said, love gives faith a living purpose.
Okay, say it again.
Love gives faith, he gives your faith a living purpose.
Say it again.
Love gives your faith a living purpose.
Amen.
And when that happens, it all works by love.
Mm-hmm.
Without love, faith is, it doesn't work. It's there, but it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And if the enemy can get us out of love, he can trip us up. He can get a foot. He's always, what we're trying to do is build our lives. We're trying to build our lives, advance the kingdom, perfectly do God's will,
mm-hmm.
and he's trying to stop you.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to stop us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I like it when you say get us out of love. Mm-hmm. Not only love with each other, but love with God, knowing how much God loves us.
Mm-hmm.
See,
that's where the revelation is.
Uh-huh. Know how much God loves us. See, sometimes the enemy talks to you and say, mm-hmm. if God loved you, you wouldn't be going through this, mm-hmm. and you wouldn't be going through that. And, you know, God loves you. And see, sometimes we get out of our first love, how mm-hmm. much God loves us.
Yeah.
And
God
love,
said our first love.
That love is equal on the basis of how much he loves his son, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's equal.
Thank you.
And I have to remind myself that every day.
That is so perfect. That's true. When he see us, he see Jesus.
Yeah, the enemy take advantage of you when he about love. You know, if God loved you, you wouldn't be, you know, you don't really love. But he does love your neighbor down the street. Don't you see how mm-hmm. your neighbor down the street is doing?
Come on.
He loves that person a little bit more. And then you see the person in church three rows up from you. And that's who God really loves.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. But then you ought to take it back and say, no, I'm the person God really loves.
Uh-huh.
Make it personal.
Yeah.
That's all, you know, they got mad at John, but that's all John was doing.
Yeah.
He was just making it personal. He said, I'm the disciple God really loves. And the rest of them got mad at him and wanted to throw him somewhere because he's always making that act and say, I'm the disciple God really.
Mm-hmm.
They could have made the same one. They could have said, hey, I'm the disciple God really loves.
Because we need that revelation to operate in love. The more we love others, the more we understand that God loves us.
But just because you have that revelation, okay, mm-hmm. you have to remind yourself of it all the time because you'll forget it.
Mm-hmm. It's
you know,
because
we're bad about forgetting things.
Put yourself in remembrance of it.
Continuously.
We're living on a constant challenge.
Right.
It's all, you know.
It's a daily challenge.
Every second of the day. Billy Brim was talking about that here the other day on Kenneth Copeland. And she was saying that it's every second of the day. It's a battle. It's a battle.
Even when there's nothing that's obviously going on, the enemy's scheming. But I like what Pastor said. He said, Satan may have a scheme, but God has a plan.
Amen.
Whoa,
and
say it again.
Satan has a scheme, but God has a plan.
Say it again.
Satan, he's got a scheme, but God's got a plan, a perfect plan.
An eternal plan.
An eternal plan. That's why when I always go back to following God, because he'll keep you on the front page.
Mm.
You know, some things are important. Some things are just like a newspaper. The headlines is what's important for the day. And he'll help you deal with the headlines.
Come on now.
What's going on today? He'll systematically get to your problems and help you navigate through this life, even to avoid problems altogether. And that's where that, see, the, it's not, people don't follow God because their will is too strong. Last week we talked about that. Uh-huh. Their will is not, is too strong, and they used to doing things their way.
Uh-huh.
But we have to convert and learn to do things God's way. We have to, the world is better operating their system than we are at ours. We're in the kingdom of God. And the enemy uses the way the world operates their world to interfere with how we operate in the kingdom.
Amen.
So as we follow God, we learn to operate in the kingdom while we're here on the earth.
Mm-hmm. You know, bro, Apostle.
And challenged by the world.
You know, Apostle, the world learned their system, the way their system work, mm-hmm. and they work it.
And they work it.
But people of God don't want to learn their system, how it works. They don't want to learn mm-hmm. how the kingdom works. We'd rather get that extra sleep.
For every
some
reason.
Some people said, I would love to come out in the morning, yeah. just too early. I went, honey, you don't know what you're coming out for. Once you put in your mind what you're coming out for, honey, you'll be at the door knocking. You'll be like Gwen, the first somebody out there.
Uh-huh.
Gwen out there sitting in his car, yep. like, Gwen, you know, I'm not going to get here to 8 o'clock. You can sit in your car to 7 o'clock. I'm not going to get here to 8.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm not going to get here early. And he's sitting out there, wait, just wait.
Uh-huh.
And I wish, you know, more people would get the Gwen spirit.
Yeah.
You know, to sit out there and wait.
Uh-huh. I like to be
the
like.
Door, we're like, this door got to open. You got to come on here, open this door.
Mm-hmm.
8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
That's early.
Yep.
That's really early.
And for every intent and resolution you have, the enemy has a challenge for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just like somebody said on TV, on TBN about a week ago. He said, darkness is already cursed. But when more light comes, then the enemy, he doesn't have anything to overcome light. Your example Ooh. Of life. So he has to go work overtime to get that, to get the damage you did to his kingdom reversed.
Amen.
And the only way he can stop faith is he has to stop it at the source. Because once we have it and apply it, there's nothing in the world that can overcome it.
Amen. And all he have is deception.
That's it.
All he do is just speak things, you know.
And you'll alert
people. You know he's a liar.
Yeah.
This lady yesterday that I mentioned, she was telling me, she said, the devil told me. I said, well, quit listening at it. You know, like I'm telling you the truth. Well, the devil told me, like he's a best friend.
Mm-hmm.
He's not your best friend. Stop listening to that. Well, the devil Lord help us.
And the devil's defeated.
Yeah.
He just lies, say he ain't. You know, he
make you think he's not defeated. He make you think you're defeated. And if you believe that,
this is another problem. He knows where we're not skilled. And that's why he fights us. And he tries to keep it a secret. And that's how he strategizes. I learned that from fighting him. He tries to keep what you're not skilled at a secret to you. And he tried to capitalize on that. Because the other thing that you've already won, and he can't defeat you, and he knows it. So he tried to use something else. So that's why it's important to go in the Lord's presence, worship, praise, worship, time with the Lord, and not just to worship him, but let him dialogue with you. Now this is communion. When he start talking back, then we need to go forward, and we need to our faith can do more than we use it for. So with his guidance, with his with what he relates to us, we can go beyond what we can normally do. And that's what Satan's afraid of. And people struggle with that because Satan is afraid, and he works overtime to keep people from going in the Lord's presence. You know, Nick turned me on to YouTube. It's all kind of interesting stuff on YouTube. But, you know, the Lord can show you things, how he made things, how things work. He can tell you what he did in other places, in outer space, in heaven, how things work. And you don't have to, you can know real things. You can know what's happening. Yeah, I'm watching it. Last week we ran over, so I'm trying to watch it today.
Yeah, but we got to give Ray his full time this time. Probably what we need to do is just stop it and talk through our communion.
Okay.
You know, I'm trying to get y'all to the place where you commune with God through your communion.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing it's missing in communion, and that's Jesus. We take communion, but we don't commune with him.
Mm-hmm.
He's missing in communion. I know that sounds a little confusing to you.
No, we understand.
But we don't get into his presence.
Mm-hmm.
This is a meal that he invited us to.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't invite him to this meal.
Mm-hmm.
He invited us to this meal. And so we must talk with him. We must. So we're going to cut off and take a little time to actually have communion.
All right.
So just talk over. You need to have to read that. Mm-hmm. You know what? Let me tell y'all. That scripture that he read for 1 Corinthians 11 chapter every Sunday is just a foundation scripture to let you know what you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to get in a place where we commune with God. Now, that scripture is good for new people that walk in that don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But all of y'all here are mature enough to know. How many have heard 1 Corinthians 11 chapter over and over again? Now let's commune with him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take these few minutes that we have in communion, because we don't have a whole lot.
Yeah.
Let's take it and commune with him. Talk to him about it. Say, Lord, first of all, thank you for inviting us to this supper. You know, when I invite people over, which I don't do now as much, but when I used to invite people, you want them to tell you, thank you for inviting me over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They just come eat and never tell you thank you or something like that. You're not going to be too happy to invite them back. You know, if they act like, hey, you know, I'm doing her a favor to come, you know. But if you tell God, thank you for inviting me to this meal.
Mm-hmm.
And I like how you start out praying about this meal.
Mm-hmm.
When you first start out praying, you say, Lord, everything we need is in these two elements. You may say, it's only two elements, you know. It's just, are you going to call it a meal? It's just, you know, wine and bread, you know. But it is a meal. Because this takes care of every spiritual, natural thing that you need. It's complete.
Mm-hmm.
So just start out talking to him like you were talking to him. Let's do that, because see, we don't have much time to go and read scripture. Everybody knows that scripture now.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do that scripture.
Let me do it. Let's pray again. Dear Lord, I thank you for communion. Lord, this week, dreams and visions.
Ooh.
As we draw near to you, draw near to us, show us how to go in your presence, how to hear from you, how to stick with what you say in Jesus' mighty name. Help us to commune with you. Help us to see what's in your heart for us. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we take this bread, it is your body. You suffered to give us life. Bless us to receive it in every way. Help us to represent you and the light that you've given us in Jesus' mighty name. This bread represents your body, and we take it now in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. It's the body that heals, the stripes. Lord, I thank you. If anything going on in my body, just talk to him. Lord, if anything going on in my body, things I know, things I don't know, as I eat this bread, I eat your life.
Mm-hmm.
I eat you.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you, Lord, that
thank
you're
you,
taking
Lord,
care
Jesus.
Of things in my body.
Yes, Lord.
As I thank you for strength, God.
Yes, Lord.
As I eat this bread. Ha! Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus said, God, you eat strength. You eat his body. Praise God. You know what his body represents.
Amen. Every form of healing.
Every form. Amen.
In this cup, the blood prevails.
Amen. Ooh.
The blood prevails.
The blood prevails.
And we take this new cup, the prevailing blood that overcome all sins. Lord, as we take this cup, Lord, help give us the revelation of what we can do in you. And help us to just enjoy our time with you, our relating to you, our communion with you. Lord, as we draw near to you, draw near to us and give us your guidance. Help us to see what we don't. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And Lord, this cup is your whole New Testament.
The whole
it's
New
covenant.
Testament. Amen.
Lord, if we experience anything that you have promised us, if we need finances, if we need, Lord, we take this.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' mighty name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. All right, Brother Ray.